Longtime Buffalo Bisons vendor Conehead was serving up free boxes of Cracker Jack instead of his usual cold beers on the grounds where War Memorial Stadium once stood, home to decades of Buffalo Bisons teams recalled in the 1985 book, The 100 Seasons of Buffalo Baseball. That book, by the late Joseph Overfield, is being updated by his son, James Overfield, with a new edition, The Seasons of Buffalo Baseball, 1857 to 2020. James Overfield says while he is listed as the author, it took a whole team to complete this three-year project.
It's been a great joy for me to collaborate with a number of Buffalonians without whose help this project would never have occurred.
The original remains a gold standard among those involved with Buffalo baseball. Bison's assistant general manager Brad Bisbing still turns to it for many of his needs.
And even in this world where there's information at your fingertips on the internet, my first pull, my first direction I always go to is the 100 Seasons of Buffalo Baseball, truly a Bible of our organization. And I take it off the shelf, I carefully take the rubber bands off, hope I can find what I'm looking for without the glue cracking on one more page.
Former Bisons GM Michael Bellani serves as assistant editor and publisher of the updated book. He says Joseph Overfield's legacy will live on, and not just through his son's work.
We are so honored today to announce the formation of the Joseph M. Overfield Memorial Baseball, Softball, and Mentoring Program. And it's a collaboration and a work in progress, but it's a collaboration with Omega Mentoring.
The book may be pre-ordered at the Buffalo Bisons website, bisons.com. It's scheduled for release in early November to allow inclusion of the latest chapter in Buffalo baseball, the Major League Toronto Blue Jays playing home games at Salem Field. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.